Maybumps.
Cam FM.
Let's head over to the Riverside. Riverside, hello.
Hello, studio. Thank you very much. Yes, we are Riverside 4, and we're gearing up for the W2 division. Slight change to the commentary team this time. Tim is at first post corner. I'm Jack here at Grassy. Owie is up at Ditton, and Jack is going to continue his sterling job on the long reach. I'll throw over to Tim, who will give you a rundown of the division.
Hello, Jack. Yes, this is the W2 division, the division that saw us the first over bump of the competition on the first day. But today we've got at the top of the division Murray Edwards W1, then Kings W1, Magdalen W1, Jesus W2. They're the boat that overbumped up and bumped up yesterday. As the start cannon has just gone, I'll carry on running us down. Then Fitz W1, Darwin, Sydney Sussex, Emmanuel W2, Pembroke W2, Newnham W2, Homerton Robinson, Clare 2, Wolfson, Lady Margaret 2, Queens 2, Downing 2, and Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall 2, the sandwich boat. For this division, just coming round into first post corner now, we have Murray Edwards, who are looking very strong. They're going to want to keep ahead and try and bump back into Division 1 today. They came down yesterday. Behind them, Kings also looking very strong. They seem to be about on station into first post corner. Behind them, also on station, Magdalen. They're all, although they appear to be closing down Kings, perhaps a little bit. Yeah, they appear to have closed the gap down a bit, Murray Edwards have pulled away. Murray Edwards looking extremely strong past Ozzie Holt. Kings taking a very tight line through first post. Balls very nearly brushing the bank. Behind them, Kings and now Jesus too, who are clearly hungry for a bump here. They're piling on the pressure. They're holding about on station with Magdalen. Behind them, we've got Fitz, who have come down so far in the competition. Fitz not having a good year, unfortunately. Behind them, Darwin 1. They're closing down on Fitz, actually. Fitz taking a not brilliant line through first post. Behind that, we've got Emma coming through. So nothing appears to have happened so far with me. Anything with you, Jack, on Grassy Corner?
Thank you, Tim. Yes, I'm here at Grassy Corner. I can see the boats just approaching me now. Murray Edwards W1 are going to want to continue on their upward trend. They've bumped for the first 2 days of the competition. They seem to be about a boat length away from Kings W1 behind them, who are chasing them down. So there's a whistle there, which means that they are just inside a boat length away. And the interesting one behind that is Magdalen W1. Who look like they're going to get bumped by Jesus W2 came around the corner. I'll follow this whilst I throw back to Tim.
Yes, so Newnham now have significant overlap, and that is it. Pembroke have just conceded. Pembroke 2, bumped by Newnham 2 in first post corner. That's an excellent bump by Newnham there. Coming out outside that, we now have Holmes and Jack to you.
And I can confirm that Magdalen W1 did get bumped by Jesus W2. That's happened just going around Grassy. And just behind that, it looks like we have two boats pulling in. I'll try and work out what those boats are. We've got Darwin pulling in, which looks like Darwin W1 have bumped up on Fitz W1. So that's two just round by Grassy Corner. We've got quite an issue getting the boats to the bank here because there's quite a lot of spectators here, as you can imagine, around Grassy Corner. Just round behind that, it looks like Sydney Sussex W1 are being chased really quite closely now by Emma W2. I think Emma W2 are going to get this bump going round into Plough Reach. You've got about a metre and a half in it now. You can probably hear the crowd in the background trying to cheer them on, trying to escape. That's Sydney Sussex W1 trying as hard as they can to escape Emma W2, but I think that bump will happen around on Long Reach, the Plough Reach. Tim, what's happening around at first post?
Well, so down to Robinson W1, I've seen everyone come past, but beyond that, no boats have come around first post corner. Now, I'm making my way back up to the start to try and find out what's going on. But something's clearly happened here. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 boats unaccounted for. I'm going to try and watch what's happening. It looks like they've been bumped, and there are boats all over the river. Back to you, Jack.
And the tussle between Emma W2 and Sydney Sussex W1 has ended. Emma W2 have bumped up on Sydney Sussex W1. Just rowing past me now, I can see Homerton coming past. And as Tim said, Robinson are coming past now. But we're missing the bottom six boats, which is a bit odd. I'll try and work out what that one's going on as well. Well, in the meantime, it does look like the rest of the boats will row over. But up at Ditton, Alia, can you see any more of the boats that have come past you?
Well, I've just seen Murray Edwards W1
one bike, followed by King's W1. Quite a healthy distance between the two. Doesn't look like anything's going to happen there. Looks like Bisbee's probably going to row over, but we'll have to see later at long reach. Other than that, very little action here. It seems like most of the bumping has happened quite a lot earlier on. Jack, further down the course, can you see anything going on there?
Yes, thanks, Alia. Just coming into my eyeline now is the Murray Edwards W1 crew powering through the cam. There looks to be at least two boat lengths between them and King's W1. Actually, maybe less, maybe slightly less. King's W1 going strong as well. They're just coming into my eyeline. I'd say there's probably about two solid lengths between them. Murray Edwards W1 looking strong. King's W1 looking good as well, though. There's open water between them. To be fair, there's been quite a considerable number of bumps after that, so we'd be probably expecting too much of Homerton W1 to have caught up about eight boats. Back to you, Jack, on Grassy Corner. Have you made any sense of the bumps earlier on?
I don't know anything about the bumps earlier on, but I think Tim may do. So, Tim, at First Post Corner, have you got any information for us?
Yes, well, I think I know what's happened. I've been able to work it out from the boats that have rowed past. So I've seen Claire W2, LMBC 2, and Downing 2 both all row past with no foliage. And I think the boats further up the river there, I can see Lucy Cab and Hughes Hall 2, Queens 2, and Wolfson 1 all further up, still against the bank. And it looks like they're getting some foliage. So what I think has happened here is you've just had three bumps. We've had Wolfson W1 bump off on Claire 2, Queens 2 bump up on LMBC 2, and the sandwich boat, Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall 2 bump up on Downing 2, so they've cemented their place in the second division. So that, for the moment, looks what's happened. That's not confirmed, but we'll confirm it later. Jack.
Thank you very much, Tim. So I think we can make some sense of the madness there and call some provisional results on the W2 division there. It looks like Murray Edwards W1 at the top and King's W1 look good for rowovers. Maudlin W1 got bumped by Jesus W2 just here on Grassy Corner. Jesus W2 got an overbump on the first day, a bump yesterday and a bump today. They're on for what I would probably call super blades. Fitz W1, again, another Fitz boat that's not doing great, got bumped down by Darwin W1. Sydney Sussex W1 got bumped down by Emma W2, just going in front of the plough. I'm sure everyone at the plough would have loved that. Pembroke W2 got bumped down by Newnham W2. Homerton W1 look good for a rowover, as do Robinson W1. And then at the back of the division, we will confirm this later, but what looks like it has happened at the back of the division is Claire W2 got bumped by Wilson W1, who are on for their blade tomorrow. Lady Margaret W2 got bumped by Queens W2. Again, Queens W2 are on for their blades tomorrow. Downing W2, they're on for their spoons tomorrow, unfortunately, because they got bumped by Lucy Cavendish and Hughes all combined W1. So we'll throw back to the studio and we'll get some confirmed results with Jack soon.
Thank you very much, team.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Cam FM. It's 97.2 Cam FM. Let's get some results updates.
May bumps. May bumps.
Cam FM.
So let's hand over to the Riverside.
W2. Yeah, thanks, Mike. That was the W2 that we've just had. A very bizarre race. I was stood on the long reach and only four boats made it there. So Murray Edwards W1 rode over, King's W1 rode over, Maudlin W1 were bumped down by Jesus W2. Fitz W1 were bumped down by Darwin W1, and Sydney Sussex W1 were also bumped down by Emma W2. Newnham W2 bumped up on Pembroke W2, so that's a good result for them. Homerton W1 rode over, Robinson W1 rode over, having been bumped down yesterday. And then the sort of chaos at the beginning, where we pretty much lost six boats. It was Claire W2 bumped down by Wolfson W1, LMBC W2 bumped down by Queens W2, Downing W2 bumped down by the Lucy Cav Hughes Hall boat. So they've made it up into the W2 division. Congratulations to them.
One, two. Rowing in the May bunts. Everyone has a role to play. It's all about the people playing to individuals' natural strengths, going out there and showing what you've got.
At EY, we think everyone has got what it takes. It's why our graduate and undergraduate opportunities let you use your strengths in ways that come naturally to you. In tax, corporate finance, audit or advisory.
Get ready. Applications for all EY programmes open on the 1st of July.
Learn more at ey.com/uk/careers. EY, proud sponsors of May Bump's coverage on CAM FM.